We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Damn, you were downing that water.
I am very thirsty.
That was incredible to watch.
I am dehydrated from
life.
Yeah, life.
Welcome to The Holy Hour, a podcast about sex, relationships, mental health, and everything in between.
I'm Amelia Sanson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Holy Hour. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Amelia Sanson.
And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Liz Ball So Hard.
You can also watch us on YouTube or listen ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/theholyhour.
Check out our merch at theholyhour.com and email us your spicy stories at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
I just watched Liz take a taco to the dome like I've never seen anything done like that before. That was, I just need to give you your flowers for that.
Something that I am constantly reminded of is you need to eat to not be in a bad mood.
Fuck, dog.
I know.
spitting fucking facts.
I, like, for a little while now, I have not been good at taking care of myself in terms of, like, noticing when I'm hungry and I need to eat, and then I don't eat until I'm ravenous.
Yeah, yeah, that's relatable.
Which, surprisingly, has an impact on how you feel.
Yeah, that's so true. It's so busy in the sky today. There's just been like a constant plane. Have you noticed that?
Why do you think they're all coming here and or leaving here?
I don't know. Why do you think? You kind of asked that question like maybe you know.
I don't know. Maybe they're coming to Seattle for Friday the 13th. Which is when this is coming out. Hey.
Unless you're on Patreon. Then you're going to get it on Thursday the 12th.
Probably Wednesday because Amelia is so speedy at editing.
I get anxious about it being late.
Meanwhile, I'm like, you'll get it when you get it because I have other shit going on.
I really need that. I need to have that mindset. I'm just like, people are paying. They'll want it early. But then I was like, a lot of people are on there just to support us. Not everybody listens.
That's true.
Early, but they're on there to support us. So like, I don't know. I need to just like stop losing
sleep over
these things.
I'm sorry, patrons. I'm sorry.
She is.
I do my best.
She really does.
I think that now that I'm significantly less depressed, I'm a little bit speedier.
That's also facts.
Sometimes other stuff just gets in the way, though.
But now you're moving, so there's a lot going on.
I think that might be a good segue into, guess what? No one's going to be surprised. I'm moving in with Mr. Liz, which is actually kind of funny because that one time that he hosted with me and you weren't here, people kept asking about the moving in situation, and then he was like, I don't want to talk about it, and we also had, like, not revisited the conversation, really. It was just like, oh, yeah, that's not happening right now.
Yeah.
I had been wanting to move because all my people don't live over here, and if you guys know the layout of Seattle, the area that Amelia and Mr. Liz live in is so far away from me for no reason, too.
Yeah.
It's just the streets are small and the people are stupid at driving.
Yeah. And also where me and Mr. Liz live there, it's like the closest freeway is like 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
Which just makes it very inconvenient to get to and from.
That freeway is also always like backed up.
It's gunked up no matter which way you come
You have to cut across all the lanes of traffic to get to the exit for my neighborhood.
It's an extreme sport. Fun fact, sorry, this is anecdotal. I complained about that exit on TikTok, and then WashDOT, the Washington Department of Transportation, used my video as part of their announcement that they're fixing it.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
I feel like I have power now. It had nothing to do with me, but I feel like I have a little bit of power.
So yeah, like they
keep
heard
complaining
you
about things.
I think we should, because what the fuck?
Everybody should have to take driving tests every 2 years here.
You know what? I want to know why there is construction on every street in my neighborhood and why it takes like an extra 10 minutes to get in and out of literally my neighborhood.
I have been recording at Liz's place for 3 years now. And I'm not kidding you. There is always some sort of construction that gets in the way.
It drives me insane.
It is.
I'm so happy to be moving.
Oh my God. I mean, there's construction where you're moving to, but it's not, they don't shut down entire streets. Okay, continue.
So I just wanted to be closer to my community, and the area you guys live in is so much more walkable and accessible. So I had already been looking to like be closer, but then I was like, okay, let's say I do move and Mr. Liz and I are still dating. I'm not waiting a whole more year and then for us to like not live together. But then I don't want to move twice.
Yeah.
Like, moving fucking sucks.
Yeah, it blows.
So then when we were talking about it, because I was like looking at apartments and stuff online, and I was like, there is nothing that is as good as what I have now.
Yeah.
There, like, space wise, location, I have a really great unit at a good price. I could not find anything that compared. So when we were talking about it, I was like, I don't think I want to move, like, just to be closer to you.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, that's not really fair to you. And then I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, I'm glad you are recognizing this, because I wasn't going to say that. But it's true. For me to pick up everything and move just to be closer and for things to be a little more convenient. And then we had previously talked about, like, what if we did, like, a trial, or because that makes it sound less scary. But we were like, okay, well, we have to revisit this conversation eventually anyway, so we should talk about it. And then we had talked about, like, we could just do a trial. Like, I could put my stuff into storage. And if after, like, 3 months it's just, like, not working, then it's not a big deal. And then he was like, well, would you want to try that? And I was like, yeah, but I can't, my lease is ending in a month and I don't have enough time to pack up all this stuff and leave. So I asked for a month extension on my current lease, and I am getting rid of a lot of my furniture. What started out as like us talking about it as a trial, he pretty shortly after was like, let's just, like, you're just moving in. That's just what it is.
Yeah, because I feel like every time you do anything in a relationship, it's kind of a trial.
Yeah.
It's not a contract.
That's true.
You know, marriage is, I mean, I guess there's a contract in marriage.
The trial period for marriage is dating.
Yeah.
So we're both really, really excited. Like,
yay.
The more that we started talking about it too, it just felt less like this kind of like scary big deal.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, this is how it should, this is just easier.
Yeah.
First of all. And then, like, the longer I would stay over at his place, like, if I would stay like Friday through Monday or something, when I would leave, both of us would be kind of bummed.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh.
Hey, you like spending time with each other. You already spend so much time together.
We do a lot of, like, I've seen it described as like parallel play. So, like, he'll be playing video games and I'll be doing my own thing. Like,
oh, that's the maybe fucking I'll
be
best.
On, yeah, we just like to be in the same space.
I fucking love that shit. Me and Frank will do that. I'll just be like on the couch, like crocheting. Actually, now we're both crocheting. Well, he's knitting.
I think that's so cute. Oh, he knits, he's knitting.
Now. He just learned how to knit now. But like, he'll be like cooking or like meal prepping, and I'm just like crocheting on the couch, and I'm like, this is heaven.
Yeah, just
it's
hanging
just
out
the
in the same
fucking
spot.
Best thing ever.
Yeah, it's just nice to have the company and like have someone to talk to when you want to.
Yeah.
And then someone who understands you in such a like deep and intimate way. I don't know. It's just nice. So now we can talk about the rent. because that was a point of contention.
Yeah, go. I forgot about that. That's wild. That feels like eons ago. I mean,
that was the number one thing. So what we had talked about, because we wanted it to be fair to both of us, like as much as I would love to fucking live there for free, like that's not realistic and I would feel really uncomfortable doing that because I also just have this complex of like nothing is for free.
Yeah, and you would just like feel like you owed him something always.
Exactly. I didn't want it to be held over my head. I also don't like feeling like I just like to feel independent. So yeah, contributing to like living there, and expenses are just generally going to be more expensive with a second person living there.
Yeah.
So what we agreed on is something one of our listeners had recommended, which is I would obviously pay half of the utilities, but I would also pay half of the other unrecoverables, which is interest. But interest can be refinanced, first of all. So it can be, it can go down. And then it also goes down over time. So like my, and I could be fucking wrong about that, but this is just what he told me.
I was just
thinking
about
more about money than I do.
This is the first time I'm ever hearing about any of
this. He might have meant like, the way he explained it is just like the interest will go down as he pays for it over time, and you can refinance it. So then it will also go down. So my rent would go down with it.
Got it.
And then he also was like, would you sign a prenup if we got married? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Which he seemed surprised by.
Why? I feel like not signing a prenup is so like pre-80s.
Right. Well, I heard someone explain it as like, you always have a prenup. It's just if you don't make one together, then the government decides it for you.
Yeah, which, so, fuck that.
Yeah, so it's like you already technically have one, so it's smart to just make it yourself in a way that is like what you both want.
Have you seen that picture of the people in divorce court like divvying up who gets to keep which Beanie Babies?
Yes, I've seen pictures of that.
I'm gonna avoid that at all cost.
No one is touching my fucking Beanie Babies.
That's going straight in the prenup.
I'm keeping
my
the
princess
first thing.
My
Point
Princess
A.
Diana Beanie Baby is staying with me.
Oh yeah, we have a Princess Diana Beanie Baby and it has a plastic tag preserver on the little heart.
Put that in your prenup, Liz.
I get the whole fucking Beanie Baby lot and you can have your little condo
in your little car.
Yeah, he was a little surprised by my reaction. And I think it's because the first time we had this conversation, he said that as like a dig and we hadn't even talked about getting married at that point. And I was like, we haven't even discussed marriage and we can't even come to an agreement on rent. So I don't know if we need to be talking about this specifically. So then when he brought it up the second time and was surprised, he was like, well, you had a different reaction the first time. And I was like, well, yeah, because you were just saying it to be spicy. You weren't saying it because you meant it.
Right.
And then
you gotta meet the energy where
the
energy's at.
It's realistic. Like, yeah, absolutely I would, because that's just like
smart.
Yeah, it's fiscally responsible
and it's also protecting your assets.
Exactly. And I plan to have many assets someday. Me and my cats.
Yeah, hell yeah. They need to have them sign the prenup too.
Uh-huh. Put their little paw prints
things
on there. I can't. Look how he's just like flopped over it.
Gramps
now
has like a cap that he like puts in his food bowl. That's expensive for
that
him.
That is. It's a high value bottle cap. It's a bottle cap ring.
Yeah.
Actually.
And it's very precious.
Yeah. He likes to make sure he bats it around. Gatsby's latest investment. I love when they rediscover a toy. And it has been this sparkly blue pom-pom.
I love that for him.
And he just bats it around. There is a filter on TikTok where you can see what like how cats see things. Because there's one for dogs, too. And dogs are like red-green colorblind. Cats, I think it's like blue and yellow.
Oh,
maybe I'm getting them mixed up. I don't know. But one girl showed that she's like, I just need to try something. And she tried the laser. The laser is like blue.
Whoa.
It looks like a bug. That's why they freak out about it.
Oh,
Also, for anyone listening who has a cat and they like to play with a laser, because my cats go fucking insane for a laser, but you need to, they'll be too riled up if the laser just disappears and they can't find it. So you need to lead them to like a little treat or a toy. So their little bean instincts are like, I caught a thing.
That's so fucking cute.
Meows could need a reward.
She could not care less about a laser. I'll show her a laser and she's like, okay. And she's like,
I've been there, done that.
She likes one toy and it always breaks and then it always gets discontinued. So I have to find like a different company that makes it and then that company will get discontinued. So she's a woman of very exquisite, unique taste.
Have you tried Chewy? Because you've been buying them on Amazon, and Amazon notoriously is the worst. And listen, I don't blame people who need to buy stuff from Amazon, because like basic necessities tend to be cheaper through Amazon.
My issue is that I have an issue with delayed gratification. I'll order something from Amazon because it'll get there that same day, and then I won't open it from the box for like a week. That is a personal problem. That's my toxic trait.
Well, if you set up like auto orders on Chewy's pretty quick too, actually.
Fuck yeah. You see me?
I auto order my litter through Chewy.
Oh. Not sponsored. Could be.
Could be. And my food. My prescription cat food.
Who has a prescription?
Both of them.
Oh, they're such fancy men.
It's mostly for Gatsby because he had crystals. But all boy cats should be on urinary tract friendly diets and be eating wet food, which they also make for the beans. And then you add like special electrolyte water to their wet food so they get even more hydration.
This is why they need to sign a cat prenup.
Yep. This is why. Because if my cats die on Mr. Liz's watch, I have the right to castrate him.
Castrate him?
Hey. I wouldn't do that, but yay. I would think about it.
Right. There'd be a moment that you would... yeah. Right.
We could negotiate it.
Yeah, an eye for an eye.
So that's my... you're just
that
like,
doesn't make any sense. That. What I just said makes no sense.
A pee-pee for a pee-pee. I don't know. I guess that makes even less sense.
A bean, but like for if they have your beans.
A UTI, exactly. There we go.
We got there.
For each bean that dies, I get one testicle.
Just like the great. Who said an eye for an eye? Buddha? No, I feel like that's not who would say that.
An eye makes the whole world blind.
Was it Gandhi?
I don't know. See, maybe it was
Siddhartha?
Maybe it was Jeebus.
I think it might have been Jeebus.
But that's my big life update. We have been like talking about and planning this for a while now, so it's not a surprise to Amelia or me or Mr. Liz. I'm excited to be so close to you too. Now we need to just get Frank in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I know. Well,
his other best friend lives in the neighborhood.
Yeah, very, very close. Well. Yeah.
Oh my God, we could be like a
commune. I've been saying
yes, commune.
Oh, that's not what you were gonna say.
I was gonna say like Friends or Cheers or something.
That's
I don't know.
Much
just
more
like
normal.
Make one of the dive bars our local haunt.
I love that.
Me too.
I love that.
I think it needs to happen.
I really need Frank to come out. I mean, June. My lease is up in June. So
what if you guys moved even closer?
To Mr. You and Mr. Liz?
Yes.
Should we be your next door neighbors?
You should move in right across from us.
We would just me and Frank would make a point to just like be really fucking weird and obnoxious.
Like
the worst kind of neighbors.
I already do that.
Hell yeah.
And I don't even live there yet. Well, I'm not super obnoxious. Here's what I like to do. In general, I just like to sit on the little teeny tiny balcony because it's nice to just be like, I need a break. And you can just pop outside and it's right there. I don't have to go downstairs. I don't have to go for a walk. I just have my little chair. It's a little rocking chair on our little porch. And I like to watch and see if the neighbors across the street have a cat. Because a lot of them do, and they pop their little head in the window. If I don't see them, I meow really loud. I'll do my cat meow for you guys. I need to move away from the mic though.
Oh God,
meow!
My God, Gramps is.
Meow.
You're saying some sort of like you're like this is controversial yet brave. Whatever you're saying,
he does that when he's like I want attention.
Yeah, that's what Goose does that.
Meow.
Yeah, that's a fluffy cat thing.
She'll just howl in the middle of the night. Oh, I'm yeah. like, bitch, shut up.
He does that and he stares in the mirror.
Because he knows he's handsome.
Come here. Lately, he's been doing this thing where he'll scream at me until I follow him to watch him go eat.
That's the cutest fucking thing I've ever heard.
It's like, will you make sure no one takes my little bottle ring?
That's so cute. You have to watch it. It's high. It's of high quality, top tier bottle ring.
It's from, well, I'm going to tell you a story. It's from a plastic Coke bottle that Mr. Liz had. And he removed it because I am out of pre-rolled papers and I don't have a pipe or anything else to smoke out of. So we made a gravity bong.
Those are terrifying.
Desperate times. I could just not smoke weed for a little bit, but
gravity bongs,
it's a little reward.
We're responsible for a lot of my way too high days.
Yeah. Well, so I had just finished smoking a joint and like it was just a little bit was left. I was smoking like half a joint. And I was like, my high is going down and I just want to be a little more high because it's a weekend. It's a weekend. And then Mr. Liz and his former stoner glory, it was like, I'll make you a gravity bong. He was thrilled.
We love a savvy man.
He could not wait to be a little Boy Scout making his 32-year-old girlfriend a gravity bong.
That really is like adult Boy Scouting.
I'm almost 32, but I'm just saying I'm 32 because it's the same fucking thing. So he makes me a gravity bong and is coaching me through how to do it. And I was already still like a little high. So and I also don't smoke out of bongs specifically because it's too much for me. So I smoke it and then I just start coughing like a dragon. I was like, oh, my throat's on fire, and I'm like sucking on an ice cube, and he's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, it's just because my throat was already scratchy from smoking. And this just really did me in. And then I was like, oh my god, I think I need a cough drop. So then, and no one else, I don't think anyone else will think this is funny, but I thought it was hysterical and I still think it's funny. I get a cough drop and then we're kind of like talking about whatever, and then there's a lull and then he looks at me and he whispers, can I have a cough drop? And I was like, sure. Cough drops adorable. Do not taste good. It's like when a kid just wants what you're eating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, can I have some? Yeah. And like, okay. Yeah. Like, the cough drops I had were the Halls ones, and those are just so intense.
They are really bad. Yeah.
They do not taste good. It's like lemon mint. Keep a cough drop on hand if you smoke weed. That's the moral of the story. And don't be afraid to ask your girlfriend for a cough drop as a little tree.
Yeah, that's the second moral of the story.
It's just also the way he asked me. Because sometimes he always does this thing where, like, once I sit down on the couch, he'll ask me for something. Does Frank do that to you?
No, but...
Does he drink your water? Does he drink all of your water bottle?
No, actually.
Mr. Liz drinks all of my fucking water. He's like, it's better because it's yours.
Okay, that's my dad does that. My dad will, he won't get his own water. He won't drink his own water if we give it to him. But if I have a glass of water, he's like, is this mine? I'm like, yes. Yeah, it is now. Go ahead. And then he'll drink the whole thing. It drives me up a fucking wall.
That's like when my parents forget I exist. And
I think that's kind of different.
Over the holidays, they see a full beverage. They see a full beverage and then they just toss it out. They don't even think, I wonder if this full beverage belongs to someone who's sitting right in front of the beverage.
Parents get into like a cleaning mode and it's all, there is no boundaries.
You know what it is. If I am with either my brother or like my brother and other people, I am the redheaded stepchild immediately, which is weird because I'm so great.
Yeah, it feels like they're all redheaded stepchildren. You're the one normal one.
Yeah, no. I was just born into a family of redheaded stepchildren.
Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I have a game.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a game we've played before. So I was like, we're going to play a game today. And then I was trying to brainstorm what kind of game we could play. But then it just took me back to top or bottom. But there's a little spin on it.
Oh.
Are you ready for this jelly, Liz?
Ooh. I don't know. I don't think I'm ready for this jelly.
So we're going to play a normal round of top or bottom. But then we're going to do a... Because typically I'll ask like Ronald McDonald, top or bottom. And you'll say, obviously he's a top. Dom daddy for sure. What we're going to do now is a few of these are going to be couples. And you're going to have to tell me like which one
is the
top and who's the bottom.
I love this. All right.
Okay. So we're just going to start out with an individual because I just want to know your answer.
Okay.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg... I'm sorry. I can't even imagine him having sex.
Yeah, he feels like he's probably like a Ken doll down there.
No, I think he does. He's just got a smooth lump.
Yeah.
I think that he is a cuck.
Interesting.
And just wants to watch someone fuck his wife.
Okay.
And then that's just how he gets off.
So he feels like a bottom then, no?
I guess.
Like if you had to choose.
Yeah,
I kind of like envisioning him. I like envisioning him as a top. Like, what if he just turns into like a total?
No, imagine that. Imagine his blank eyes looking at down at you.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. I'd be like, turn me over, flip me over, and never look at me. Do not talk to me. I bet he just seems like his hands are ice cold.
Oh, you're so right.
I'm sorry. I wish I could feel how I felt before thinking about Zuckerberg having sex.
And now all of you are.
You're welcome.
Don't say but I never
he would
did
have
nothing for you.
Icy, freezing cold hands and that dead stare.
Okay. Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Top or bottom?
Top.
So you think Taylor Swift's the bottom?
I just honestly, Taylor Swift is one of those people where I'm like, it's unfathomable.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have no doubt in my mind that she has sex, but.
Right.
I just. It's also this. It's the same that with Beyonce. Like,
yeah,
the level of celebrity that they are. I'm like, does anyone deserve to
I
to
feel like
see you nude? I definitely think Taylor Swift is a bottom because like that is a time to be free. Mm. Like, and so many women who are bottoms, or generally submissive, when it comes to sex, is because they are in charge of and in control of so many things in their day-to-day life that they're like, I don't want to fucking think about this.
Yeah.
I want you to make me feel good.
Yeah.
That's what I want. It's not about you right now. It's about me not thinking about anything because that is how good I feel.
You know what? I agree.
And I just don't think that she would be the kind of person to tolerate bad sex. And I also don't think that Travis Kelce is the type of person to deliver bad sex.
No, definitely not. But I could
maybe
see,
in his younger years.
I feel like I could see Travis Kelce, like
all of us in our younger years, let's be real,
like loving like a dominant woman in bed. Like, he kind of, I could see him being the bottom.
He wants to be slapped. Yeah. For sure.
So I feel like maybe they switch.
I think he just likes a brat.
Well.
And I would not be surprised if Taylor Swift was a brat. But in like
You're
a.
You're so right, though. I can't imagine like her having sex.
Like in a mature way, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my assessment.
That's a. No, honestly, it's a great assessment. Okay.
And it comes from a place of deep respect.
I could not possibly respect anyone more. That's my president. That is my president. One of the old White House like directors of communication during the Trump administration said that Taylor Swift's the only person that could beat Trump in the election. So she has to run.
I mean, yeah.
She's already my president, so got my vote.
I do believe that.
Okay. I have three more like solo individuals here before we get into the couples.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Colonel Sanders.
All I can see is just his stupid little face on all of the KFC logos.
He is a colonel, though.
I can't. What does the colonel look like when he's younger? Because I don't want to picture an old person having sex. You know, that's for me to find out in my old age.
Well,
he looks like Elon Musk. What the fuck?
Well, he has the same head shape. Oh, he had a bird.
Is that a crow?
Kind of looks like it, doesn't it?
It's a parrot. I'm going to go ahead and say top just because that seems like the times. I think he'd be a bad top.
Yeah, I can't imagine like a man being a bottom like in the 40s.
No.
Just in terms of how society was.
I just feel like dick then was probably really mediocre.
It's probably stank.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Everyone's balls smelled crazy for yep. sure.
A man's balls smell a little interesting after uh-huh. just a few hours. Yeah. So I can't even imagine what it was like before people had access to like bathing on the daily.
Fuck. Just working all day in the factory.
Mm-hmm. That ball stank.
Got those factory balls.
Like, let's just cut a hole in a sheet and call it a day. Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyways, damn. Who's next?
The color magenta.
Top.
Nice. I agree. I need no further clarification from you. This one's very close to my heart. This is the last individual. An alarm clock. Because it's giving both.
Yeah. Well, I want to say, but they're a top, but not in a way that you like. They're a top that is trying to infiltrate the BDSM community. And the community is like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's so real.
They like gave someone like nerve damage because they didn't know how to like properly tie a rig or something.
Oh my God, yeah. I gave someone like sent someone to the hospital because they didn't know like how to do knife play.
Exactly.
Which what happened with Charles Manson.
I forgot we called. I was like, yeah, I know we called him something after a criminal.
Yeah.
My alarm clock and I hate each other, so yeah. I can't think of an alarm clock in a likable light or no. experience.
Like, even people that like the mornings don't like alarm clocks. Okay, here are the couples. Who is a top and who is a bottom? Shampoo and conditioner.
I'm expecting you to name, like, real people. I think, and maybe this is just because of the order, but I think, like, shampoo's the top. Okay. Because they do all the hard work, uh-huh. you know? They're doing all of the, they're getting rid of all of the dirt. That's, like, you need to do the shampoo first. And then conditioner because it's is a bottom because it's soft and it you don't even have to like lather it up. You yeah. run it through your ends and it does its job.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And who doesn't love conditioner? All quick little question. What do you run out of first? Shampoo or conditioner?
Shampoo.
I always run out of conditioner first.
Really?
Not so much anymore because my hair is short. When my hair was blonde, I always ran out of conditioner first because I had fucked up hair.
Are you ready for the next top and bottom?
Yes.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Recently in the news. I know.
Well, I'm mad at them for obvious reasons.
Everybody should be.
Yeah. If you don't know why you should be mad at Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, it's because they wrote character letters about Danny Masterson. Like for him to use in court, and he was in court because he sexually assaulted two women. Mm-hmm. And he actually was convicted, which is very rare.
Yeah.
For someone who is a white celebrity man.
Yeah.
To like actually be convicted and see repercussions as a result. How many years is he spending in prison?
30.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's serious.
That's substantial. 30 to life.
I mean,
like, yeah, it should. That's how it should be. But it's shocking.
I know. Well, I mean, like when you think about the Chanel Miller case, Brock Turner spent 3 months in jail, and she had literal witnesses who were two men, their exchange students, bawling on stage, or not on stage,
on the stand, yeah.
On the stand, in court, testifying for her, like, and then recount, like, crying when recounting it to police. And that's all the justice she got to see. And now this rapist is out around town getting a job and whatever the fuck.
And like the judge was saying, like, he shows promise, like this could ruin
his future. He has a whole future. Well, he should have thought of that before he decided to assault somebody.
Yeah. I'm glad that case got as much attention as it did, because that was fucking absurd. And it happens too often.
And Chanel Miller's writing is just absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
So, and now she's an author.
Good.
Anyways, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, not to take the wind out of this game.
It's a compelling game.
I'm just going to say Ashton Kutcher's the top and Mila Kunis is the bottom.
See, I would disagree. Not that you really are, you know,
I'm basing it off of that 70s show.
Oh, okay.
And just that I think that she would be a brat.
Oh.
And okay. Now I feel like they're probably very vanilla.
Oh, for sure. All right. Well, I mean, that was all that I had for top or bottom for this round. I mean, I have other ones, but I feel like they're all giving the same kind of flavor. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
Like toothpaste and mouthwash.
Mm.
And vodka.
That one's a good one.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Toothpaste and mouthwash feels like two tops. How does that work?
Fuck. You're right.
Are they a couple?
Yeah. You know, I actually think they must tag team.
Maybe they're both switches. I don't know, but
you know,
they're both giving top.
I know. I agree with you on that. I feel like mouthwash is more of like a violent top.
Yes, consensually, so much more aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But like their toothpaste experience
gets the job done. You know what I mean? It's there to like do a job, and it does the job.
Yeah, toothpaste is your expected top, and then mouthwash is a little sadistic.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They're definitely a sadist.
Damn, fuck, you're so right. So much sadism.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you heard about the two TikTok lesbians, the Southern lesbians?
No.
Okay, well, I'm on lesbian TikTok.
Jealous.
A little
humble brag.
Nail emoji. No. So there are these two like influencer lesbians in the South. Very beautiful women. Their names are London and Olivia, and London is spelled so weird. It's like L-U-N-D-E-N. Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened was I've never heard of these women until this debacle. They get married. People does like an exclusive like first look or whatever at their wedding.
Fuck,
and
yeah.
Right after all of this attention is brought to them in their wedding, someone shares a slew of London's racist tweets.
Oh no.
Yeah. And then Olivia had a few as well.
No.
Yes. So London's were pretty, they were ugly. Like they were,
oh no,
aggressive. And Olivia's were like I know she, I didn't read all of them, but I know she, they're more mild, but still not acceptable. But it was like participating in a hashtag, like N words be like also this is happening.
Oh no.
And people are like, it's a different time. And it's 2013.
Oh Lord.
To be honest, I don't really think there was.
No. Okay. That's the thing.
There's like, never a time that was like, okay.
No, I feel like there were some things that people would like say, or like how people would phrase things like back in 2013 that were like, oh, that wouldn't apply today. And like, it really was like people thought it was funny back then. But that kind of thing has never been okay.
Yeah, it's blatant. Really? And honestly, I was like a very tone deaf person when I was like, you know, 18, whatever, online, but I certainly was not posting shit like that.
No, fuck that.
I was just posting my dumb, bad takes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was never saying anything like that.
No.
Digital. And I'm like, why would someone famous not be looking at their digital footprint?
Yeah.
So that is what has been in the news.
Fuck. That's so disappointing.
Well, because people are like, this is my royal wedding. Like, they had just like this huge inspired like fan base because they're two femme women in the South who are gay. They're out and proud, and that is like a big deal. And then they're actually they did some pretty uncool things.
Yikes.
And I sent you this video. I don't know if you've had time to watch it though. I watched this PR woman, I'm going to pull it up real quick.
Okay.
Her name is Molly McPherson, and she will cover like breaking controversial shit from a PR perspective, which is very interesting. Like, she'll listen to celebrity statements like Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, and then she'll commentate on it and be like, here's what I think, blah, blah, blah. And she's so real and like very thoughtful. She's brilliant. So she had commented on London and Olivia's wedding, and she was like, the timing of this is intentional. Like, this is a moment where a ton of eyes are on these women, and like me, I'd never heard of them until this.
Yeah.
And she was like, usually in a situation like this where the timing is intentional, it is someone they know, and they usually know who it is or suspect who it could be.
Fuck.
Who is like releasing this information.
Tea.
And the stitch I saw that I was like, this is amazing. Her name is Jeanette Montres. And that is spelled JeanetteMontress. So she's like, she stitched it with Molly, and she's like, Molly makes a great point, and I was thinking about it. Like, this person waiting to drop this information, they doing something like that, and we see this often. Like, eyes are on people, and then something comes out that they said something racist or assaulted someone, something like that. They wait until they can time it to where all of this attention's on them. And she points out, she's a Black woman, and she points out that when you do something like this, the intention is not to point out Black harm. It's to hurt these other people.
Yeah.
So you are using people of color and things that harm people of color to take down someone else for your own prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not actually doing anything that is like actually helping those hurt and marginalized communities.
Yeah.
And then also waiting on this information, it's like, okay, so you knew this and you didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And until you had a falling out with this person, you just let them do this.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
it doesn't make you a better person. So we kind of see, I just like, sometimes I have an issue with call out culture, because I'm like, yes, we should be holding these people accountable, but also like, Are you doing it because you want to feel better about yourself? You want to feel like you're a better person? Are you doing it because you just want that person to be experiencing like a painful moment?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, that's there's so a lot of questions. There's a lot to consider around accountability as white people, for sure.
I had never thought about the idea of somebody selling someone out for like past shit when they're like blowing up, because I've noticed that. And I always think about it in terms of like, oh, maybe like now that they're like in the limelight, people are like, I wonder if they've said anything fucked up in the past. And then like someone random will just like search through their Twitter. But like I had never considered it being potentially somebody that just wants to like get revenge or like blow up someone's spot that they don't like know personally.
From what Molly was saying, from a PR crisis standpoint, it is very often intentional. And it's like, oh, all the eyes are on this person right now.
That's so
and now I'm going to purposefully try and end their career versus like, I saw this in the moment and this is problematic.
That is so incredibly fucked up.
And I also think that is something that is, like, and I'm going to just say this, like, as a white person, I think that's common in with white people to use, like, the pain of people of color to, like, hurt other white people.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Rather than actually, like, helping people of color.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, amplifying their voices. So I thought that was, I loved that. She explained that so well because, I mean, it's something that I hadn't consciously thought of, but you just kind of like see it and you're like, something about this is like kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not a black woman, so I couldn't really pinpoint it. So,
right, of course.
Like hearing her take was just like, I was like, this is the take everyone needs to hear.
So interesting.
So
fuck, dude,
definitely go look her up, look up that video, look up Molly. But I just thought that was definitely worth talking about because not only is it like relationship related, but it's also in the news right now. It's in the cultural zeitgeist.
Hell yeah.
And there's just so many like nuanced conversations to be had.
I was just looking through my TikTok likes because I was like, I know that there's something in here that I wanted to talk about. And it was something you sent me. The Care and Keeping of You turned 25.
Oh my God. I was sobbing.
Now it's just, and oh my.
No, is it 25? Or is it? No, yeah, it is 25. Because yeah. I was like, I thought it was 30. No, you're right.
And then,
that was
like,
something else.
She was pregnant. The author was pregnant with her daughter when she, when the book came out. And then she had her daughter at the end of the video being like, happy birthday.
Didn't she do an article for Elle or something?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? I couldn't remember if it was Elle or Vogue. I really want to read it, but she wrote, I don't know if you guys have read The Care and Keeping of You.
Such
I know that
huge...
it's still a popular book. What?
No, I was just remembering that was the Care and Keeping of You is how my mom told me that the Easter Bunny wasn't real because.
Well, I cannot wait for you to explain this.
Because. So I believed in like the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus like for a while, like until I was like 11.
I feel like that's like not that bad.
Thank you.
Whenever
I tell
until...
people that, they're like 11.
That's fine.
Thank you.
I believed in Santa until I was 10.
Okay.
And the Easter Bunny until I was like 8.
Yeah, I feel like the Easter Bunny should go sooner.
And then I never believed in the Tooth Fairy because my mom read a book to me about how parents are Tooth Fairies. And I was like, so the Tooth Fairy's not real? And she was like,
that's a good takeaway,
basically,
honey.
Basically, no.
Yeah, no. My mom put The Care and Keeping of You in my Easter basket 1 year. And no, I was 12 because I got my... No, it was right before I turned 12. It was a few months before I turned 12. She put a period book, The Care and Keeping of You, in my Easter basket. And I was like, how does the Easter Bunny know that I got my period? And my mom was like, are you fucking serious? I'm the Easter Bunny. But I pieced it together after that.
At some point, parents are like, I can't keep fucking doing this.
Yeah.
When I was in fifth grade, the first graders would write letters to Santa. And then the fifth graders would write letters back to them as Santa. And a girl in my class still believed in Santa. And that's how she found out Santa isn't real.
That's devastating.
My teacher just was like,
fifth grade, well, a lot of kids still believe in Santa in fifth grade. Or maybe I'm just telling myself that.
It's my really teacher normal. Just stared at her and she's like, well, he's not real. Ha ha ha. Like, she literally laughed and like walked off. God. Like, laughed awkwardly and like was like, okay.
Yikes.
Sorry, I'm the one to tell you this.
Yikes. Oh my God.
Mrs. Brancini.
My mom
isn't a great name.
That is a great name.
Brancini.
I love an Italian queen.
She has a very Italian name. She was very sweet too. She gave me an award in fifth grade. It was most appreciative. And it's because she would always do little crafty projects and I fucking love crafts.
Aw.
I was like, hell yeah, girl, I am gonna make a scrapbook.
Oh my God.
My mom has all the scrapbook stuff because she scrapbooks.
Most appreciative. What a cute. I love that award.
I wanted like
most theatrical.
No, I got that in high school though.
Me too.
Oh my God.
Wait, I got that.
We probably talked about this.
Yeah.
No, in fifth grade, I wanted like a different superlative, like cheerleader.
So
or something.
You weren't appreciative for your most appreciative award. That's actually super ironic.
It's very meta.
Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah. Thanks.
Don't you know that like being a cheerleader is the cool thing right now? Because like that's everything at Limited too.
My best friend called me a whore for being a cheerleader in fifth grade.
A fifth grader? Did she even know what a whore meant?
Probably not. But then I told my brother because I didn't know what a whore was. And I was like, Matt, what's a whore? And he was like, why? And I said, because so-and-so told me that I was a whore for being a cheerleader. And he was like, go and tell her that she's a commie. Like a communist. And I didn't know what that was either. So I didn't know what a whore.
Neither did she.
Nobody knew what a whore or a communist was. But, but we were throwing those words around like we did.
And now you're both.
Okay, this is, I have, yeah, not, right, fuck.
Like, those are compliments. Fuck you.
Yeah, I wear both of those proudly.
She is a
slutty socialist.
Slutty, so, what's that, what did that one guy call you?
Oh, an Italian, stupid Italian slut with a big Jewish ass.
There we go, that's what it is.
I'm gonna name the episode that.
Stupid Italian slut with a big Jewish ass. I fucking love that. Yeah. Like, he was in his bag with that insult because it is not even an insult.
No.
I know we talked about this, but oh my God.
I know. Like, I sort of
like,
love it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Like, do
that's
you mean
so
it?
Cunty.
Yeah. Fuck, baby slay. I have no segue for this next statement, but I just remembered the other day yesterday when we were texting about my ex, I had a flashback memory that
PTSD.
One of my ex's moms met her boyfriend through Words with Friends.
The like,
yeah, the Scrabble game. And recently,
what?
Since then, I've found out a lot of people date through Words with Friends. Is that not the most ridiculous?
Wait, how do you meet some? What?
It's like multiplayer, like you can like play with someone like real, like from the internet, and there's like a little chat box on there and people will like meet.
Are they like Gen X?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and like boomers.
Yeah,
but like what,
like they have this common interest,
like match.com exists.
Wait, so did it work out? Or
probably not. I don't know, they were still dating when we broke up.
What if they broke up through Scrabble?
They like spell out like we're done with the Scrabble.
I hate you.
Yeah. Yeah. Move know. Out. I don't think they ever actually
it's
met.
Over.
It was like a long distance Words with Friends relationship. Isn't that fucking crazy?
That is kind of insane.
I know.
That's how people get catfished. That's why you need to like remind your parents to like not give out their social security number over the phone or something. Like,
yeah.
It is so easy to con people. I also saw this headline. Gen Z gets tricked into like scams more than boomers.
Why? Like IRS scams and stuff? Do you know?
I don't know which scams specifically.
That's so sad.
But there's also like, especially the sex bots on Instagram.
Shut
like,
up.
Girls are coming out with stories. I can't believe I didn't tell you this.
No.
I wanted to talk to you about it. Girls have been sharing stories on TikTok about their dumb fuck boyfriends getting caught cheating on them with those Instagram bots.
That's the craziest shit I've ever heard.
The one that I saw, this girl like she saw her boyfriend had messaged someone on Instagram and it said like something inappropriate. And then she was like, what was that? Like Wendy Williams, what was that? And he's like, oh, nothing. Blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, no, no, no. And then she takes his phone and looks at it and she goes to the profile and he had blocked it since then. But the conversation, he replied to this fucking bot's story and said, can I see it? And then she said, sure, here's a link. And then it's a scam.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's so cringy.
I know. I'm like, are you fucking stupid?
Oh, no.
This is, it's literally like that Rick and Morty episode where like all of the men are like violent animals, like secluded on this planet. And then the women have their like Shangri-La, like a separate part of the planet. And they like give these like violent, stupid men a sex bot, like a doll, to get their sperm so they could reproduce, and they keep the girls and then they put the boys on the dumbass planet.
That feels like a utopia.
It does, but also I'm just like, this is every day we stray further and further away from God.
It's so true. I can't believe people are falling. I always wonder why those chatbots are still going strong. I'm like, how are these working?
Honestly, you're like, how could you be so fucking dumb? And then you're like, a man would be this dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really just like operating on their animal instincts too often.
Mm-hmm. And this is to, you guys know, we know not all men. I actually think most men are really fucking normal.
Yeah.
And normal men need more love.
They really do.
But you need to cast these fucking idiots aside that are DMing scam bots.
That really truly makes me ill. That's crazy.
I can't.
I love this little tidbit of information. I'm going to deep dive.
This is also giving me a flashback to a memory of like, so I can't remember if I told this story on the podcast before. If I did, it was probably like 100 episodes ago. Mr. Liz, early on when we started dating, someone DM'd him like, will you, or what do you do for work? And he said like design or something. And then she's like, can you do something with this? And it was a picture of her asshole with a butt plug. And he drew pants on her and sent it back.
That's the only correct response.
It also seemed like when it, like, I looked at the profile and it seemed like a scam.
Yeah.
So, but then I'm also like, this is very detailed. But then she sent him money. So
for drawing the pants on?
Yeah.
How much?
I think it was like $7 or something. A few bucks. He made a few bucks.
That's
though.
A coffee and a half.
You know what? If I were a scammer and that's what happened, I would definitely pay someone.
Absolutely.
I would be like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. No, for sure.
So who knows? Maybe they are a scammer. Maybe she actually was like, okay.
Maybe she couldn't afford pants.
Maybe she couldn't. And that's why we love Mr. Liz. He did her a huge favor.
He's a provider.
Giving
he makes
her pants.
Gravity bongs and pants.
He'll draw pants on your bare ass.
We love a man that can do it all.
I also love that he told me this. He showed me the picture too.
That's incredible.
I know. I was just like, and then his roommate at the time was like, there is no way this fucking happened to you. Like, this is too weird of a story.
That is so fucking funny.
The way he handles like weird situations just makes me love him even more.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's that's like really when you see someone's true colors.
Like, someone sending you a picture of their asshole with a butt plug and you draw pants on them. Fucking hilarious.
The best way to, absolutely.
And that's why we're moving in together.
Wow, that's so full
circle. I'm running
circle.
Out of pants.
Yeah. Oh God, should we end there? That's a good place to end.
It's a good bow.
Sick.
Good bow on those pants.
Fuck yeah.
Good bow on the butt plug.
Good. Yes. I agree. Well, I missed you.
I missed you too. I was literally just about to say that. I was like, I'm so glad Amelia's back. It's we recorded long. Remotely last week, which I think we mentioned.
We yes, yes. It didn't just sound like it though. We did a good job.
Oh, look at us. We know technology.
Wow. Oh my God. We've really entered the 21st century.
Wow.
Oh my God. Y'all are 2000 and late. I don't know who y'all are. I don't know who I'm talking shit to.
Do you want to play us out?
I want to play us out.
Play us out, Amelia.
We love you. Our children.
A run?
I just wanted it to, I just let it flow through
Liz
me.
Ball?
I just felt the Lord.
You were anointed in that moment.
I just feel Jesus in
oh
this
my God, Jesus.